The Moonstone, adapted by Janet Chiesa, produced by Audioscape Productions.
Gabriel, here is news that will surprise you. Franklin Blake has come back from abroad. He's been staying with his father in London, and he's arriving tomorrow to stop till next month and be here for Rachel's birthday.
Indeed, madam. He was the nicest boy who ever spun a top or broke a window. I hope his travels will have made him some kind of genius and improved his memory. He still owes me 7 and 6 pence.
He will still be short of money, no doubt. He always had a hole in his pocket, and I believe he's been squandering his inheritance. But he is quite a talented young man. He writes a little, plays, composes and paints, and is popular wherever he goes. Whatever can that noise be?
It's coming from the courtyard. I'll go and find out.
Father, Sam has just sent 3 Indian jugglers away. The young boy with them was gazing in a trance state into a dark pool of ink. He said that he could see an Englishman coming from abroad, and that he had it with him. It was so odd.
They must have heard of Mr. Franklin's arrival and hoped to fool us into paying them for advanced knowledge. I shall have to warn the servants to keep an eye out.
Rosanna has gone down to the sands again. She had another of her fainting fits this morning and asked to go out and get a breath of fresh air. I've warned her not to be late for dinner.
Of all the walks to choose from, why does she have to go to the quicksands? Unless, poor girl, she feels less exposed there with her deformed shoulder.
Mr. Betteridge!
Here, take my handkerchief and dry your eyes. Now tell me, my dear, what are you crying about?
About the years that are gone, Mr. Betteridge. My past life comes back to me sometimes. Oh, it was very good of Lady Verinder to take me with my record as a thief. But only your daughter Penelope is really kind to me. The other servants don't like me.
Well, that's because you're too reserved and solitary. None of them know your background. Perhaps you should talk to them more. Now come along and get your dinner. What is it that brings you everlastingly to this miserable place?
Something draws me here. I try to keep away, but I can't. Sometimes I think my grave is waiting for me here.
There's roast beef and suet pudding waiting for you. Now go in directly.
Let me bide a little longer. I think this place has laid a spell on me. I dream of it at night. I think of it when I sit stitching at my work. Isn't it wonderful and terrible? The sands quivering as the tide turns. No wonder they call them the Shivering Sands. It's as if creatures were struggling to get to the surface, but all sinking lower in the dreadful deeps. If you throw a stone in, you can see the sand suck it down.
Betteridge! Where are you?
Here? Who is it?
Dear old Betteridge, I owe you 7 and 6 pence. Now do you know who I am?
Lord bless us and keep us, Mr. Franklin Blake. You're here a good 4 hours before expected. Rosanna, go along now and don't be late for dinner.
That's an odd girl. I wonder what she sees in me to surprise her so.
Oh, I suppose it's the varnish from foreign parts. You're very fashionably turned out in your beautiful fawn suit with hat and gloves to match and a rose in your buttonhole. Oh, not what one expects to see appearing on the clifftop.
Well, there's one advantage about this horrid place. We've got it all to ourselves. And I can tell you why I came down early. The fact is that I suspect I have been dogged in London these past days by a dark-looking stranger, and I wanted to give him the slip.
Now, that's a coincidence, sir. There were 3 Indian jugglers outside the house today practicing some hocus-pocus. They said that a gentleman from abroad was on his way carrying a mysterious package with it in it, whatever it might be. Mm.